Hi, welcome to Grade Your Faith. I'm Luke Gradeless, and this is one of our Armor Up Daily Devotionals. Today, we are continuing our journey through looking at passages that talk about Christ being the light of life, how that impacts you and I in our daily walks. And we find ourselves today in Ephesians chapter 5. Again, this is Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 8. And here's what it says. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. And so when we look at this passage, there's two key points, right? There's two key things that we need to understand. And so when it starts, the first and foremost for us is the understanding of humility, right? Look at verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. And so there's an understanding of humility here. Right? Hopefully, our journey with Christ has transformed us, right? Hopefully, we look at who we are today, and we look at back who we were before Christ, or even not before Christ, but just weeks ago, months ago, years ago, when we were more immature in our relationship with God, and we look at who we are today and we go, man, God has transformed me, right? We should always be able to look back at who we were, and even if it's a relatively small amount of time, and see that we are different, right? That we are in the process of being sanctified, right? Becoming holier. Why? Because daily, we are in the wisdom of God. Daily, we are in the presence of God. Daily, we are impacted by His holiness, His righteousness, His wisdom, His love, right? The more that we're around Him, the more it transforms us, right? As Scripture tells us, right? He must become greater, I must become less. Hopefully, that's a process that's happening in our lives. And so the more time that passes as we walk with the Lord, the more we are able to look back at the past and go, man, God has changed me. And so what I think is beautiful about this passage is it reminds all of us that no matter where you are in that journey, no matter how much you may have changed, you must never forget that you are darkness, right? You are a child of darkness. Any light that shines in my life has nothing to do with my character, has nothing to do with my goodness, has nothing to do with my virtue. All the light that shines through me is because of Him, right? All the light that's in me is because of Him. And so one, I can never boast in this. And two, I can never begin to look at the world around me and hate upon all the people who are living in darkness. And I think that's a very important thing. You look at our current culture, right? In our current culture, everything is so polarized and divisive, right? You have left and right. You have, your believers and your non-believers, and everybody's kind of going into their tribes, and everybody's kind of at war. And you've got this cancel culture happening where, you know, if someone doesn't believe what you believe, if somebody doesn't say what you say, you go out to not just say, hey, I disagree with you in love, but no, we want to end them. Right? We want to wipe them. We want to wipe their voices. We want to get rid of their ability to communicate, to work, to have a life. And part of that is very dehumanizing, right? It's us no longer seeing another human being on the other end of it. And so what we've got to be careful of is as we see darkness all around us and we see people participating in that darkness and perpetuating that darkness, that we don't ever start to hate them. Right, we can hate the darkness, but we can't hate them. We love them, and we acknowledge humbly that if it weren't for the grace of God, we would be right there with them. And in fact, if we're honest, we sometimes are, and we definitely were in the past. We definitely were before Christ. And so there has to be this acknowledgement that we were once darkness, but here's the second key point, because of Jesus Christ. Because He died on a cross to pay for my debt, and because He rose in newness of life and offered me that newness of life. Because of that, He put His Holy Spirit in me. I'm not darkness anymore. I am light. And so there's been a major transformation in the way that I live my life. There's a major transformation in how the world sees me. And so I still am humble. I still can show love and compassion for those in the dark. But I know for sure I'm not the dark. I'm not the dark. And importantly, nobody around us ever confuses the light for darkness, right? Christians are called to be strange. They are called to be weird. And what I mean by that is, if the culture of the world is promoting sin and evil, we look like weirdos because we don't do those things. We don't participate in them. We don't follow the ways of culture. We don't follow the ways of the world. We are disciples to Christ and we follow him. And so our ways are strange. Our ways are weird. We are light in the midst of darkness. That must stand out. And so he calls us to remember, for once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. And so because you're light in the Lord, what do you need to do? You need to walk as children of light. Right? So because of the fruit of the Spirit that's in you, right? There should be goodness. There should be righteousness. There should be truth in you. Truth in you. And not only do we live and look right, but we are constantly searching. We are constantly testing. We are constantly discerning the things around us to go, what is acceptable to the Lord? What is good in his eyes? And we will have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather we will expose them. And so brothers and sisters, that's a key thing, right? This is a understanding that you and I as believers of Christ living behind enemy lines, right? Living in a culture constantly embedded in sin, we cannot just go with the flow. If you as a Christian are going with the flow of this world, you will find the flow of this world never puts you at the throne of God. The flow of this world will always take you to the pits of hell. And so as a Christian, constantly, as we look at things, as we see what is happening around us, we are finding, we are discerning, we are studying, and we are going, what of these things is acceptable to the Lord? And when we find something that is not acceptable to the Lord, we don't flirt with it. We don't hang around it. We don't dabble in it. We don't just have a little bit of it in our life. No, we have nothing to do with it. We have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. And not only do we not participate in them, but we call them, right? We call them darkness. We expose them. And brothers and sisters, this is something all of us have got to get better at, because Christians no longer look different. So many of us, we blend in so well with the world around us. And it's because we are participating in the things of darkness. We are embedded in entertainment and in speak and in activities and in sexual behavior and in all kinds of things that have no light in them. And so this is a fine line of balance, right? It is a balance where you and I remember humbly, I am darkness if I'm left of my own. And so I will not have hate for the people stuck in darkness, because I'm one of those people if there is no Christ. But I have been transformed because there is Christ. He died on the cross for my sins. He rose from the dead. He put his Spirit in me. I am now light like him, and I will live differently. And my light will shine in this world because he's pouring it through me. And I am not going to look like everybody else. I'm not going to partake in the darkness. And in fact, I am going to expose it. I'm going to call it out. And so brothers and sisters, understand that you have to be humble about who you are, but you have to have a boldness that says, I will go out into this world and I will be the light of Christ. I encourage you today, be bold, shine brightly. When you do so, it will draw people to the beauty and the love and the wisdom of your Father God. I hope you go with God. I hope God uses you, and I hope God blesses you. We will see you soon.